think of your first period?
I liked our first period. I liked the first 10 minutes until we had a scrum at the 10-minute mark after our second goal. And that's a good experience moment for our younger players. So we scored that second goal. They send their fourth line on the ice. They're looking for a momentum switch. And our fourth line is on, well, we don't use those numbers, but Reichel's line is on the ice. And we know at that point, for the next minute or two, it's going to get physical. It's going to be a physical affair. So you need to get ready for that. So you need to support each other and be aware of what's going on the ice. It happened. So we lost Olingi on that play as he got into a fight. And I thought after that, the game was really slow. A lot of whistles, broken plays. It wasn't pretty whatsoever, but we stuck to it. And then from their second period, I thought we didn't manage the puck properly. We did a lot of good things, but not managing the puck right. And third period, we played more in control.
What does it mean for a team when they see a new teammate like Jimmy Olney step up and kind of throw in the punches like that for you know, when he sees a teammate get hit into the boards like that?
Well, you know what? From the first moment Jimmy came over and started to play for us, we felt sometimes the chemistry and the feeling of being where you should be is instant. And in his case, in Jimmy's case, I think he feels like he's been here for a longer time. He knows a lot of players on our team, and he feels comfortable. So he feels he's part of the team, and he feels he's been part of the team for a long time, even though it's not the case. So, but the guys know about him. They respect this game because they've played against him, and they know how hard he plays, and he's got a physical presence. And for him to do it, it's just reinforcing his leadership role.
If he's not available for you for the next game, do you anticipate Tyler Holman will be back in the lineup, or does he still need that practice for tomorrow?
Well, we need to evaluate the practice tomorrow. He's possible for the next game.
Would that necessitate a recall from Jacksonville then?
If he's not, most likely. If he's not capable of playing, but we hope he's going to be able to play, and we don't see why Olingi shouldn't play.
Coach, you know, Laval and Manitoba are not exactly division rivals yet. There was a lot of emotion in that game. What do you think it was that kind of took it to that next level?
Well, that's a team that plays, they work really hard. Laval is a team that works really hard. That's what they do. And they play a frustrating game and don't give up much. Their backside pressure and their back checking is really good. They come back in the D zone and they do a good job at taking away options in the D zone. So we had to work really hard at creating offense. Having said that, it can creep in during the course of a hockey game because you get frustrated, and we could see it at times. There was some frustration, and that's a good lesson learned, making sure we stick to our plan and we don't get frustrated by what the other team is doing, but just making sure we stick to our plan. So maybe there's no rivalry in the sense that they're not within our division, but you could sense that there was some rivalry on the ice.
You know, he wasn't going to really take credit for it, but what can you say about the performance of your goaltender? 35 saves for a second shutout of the season.
Well, he was pretty good. I'll give him some a tap in the back here because he was pretty good. But, you know, when you evaluate your goalies, and the way we do it is making the first save when he has to, making the big saves at the right times, and rebound control. Now, when we give a second chance, I thought tonight that's one part of the game where we were pretty good. It's controlling those second chances. And Eric was taking care of the first chances again, so it was a pretty good combination.
With guys going down, you've had to rely on some new players. Jansen Harkin seems to have elevated his game the last few, at least from my perspective. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, I see a guy that he's playing faster. I see a guy that feels more comfortable in his role. Played as a center quite a bit in the past in junior. Getting used to play as a winger, you look at his breakouts on the boards and the way he moves the puck, it's much better. He worked on his shot all summer, and you can see it in the game when he shoots the puck. It's a heavy shot. And he's a big body. He's on the puck. He's more. We don't expect from him to be a guy like JC Lepon, for example, Brendan Tanev. That's not his game. But his game is to be strong, having a heavy stick on the in the battles, and we see that more and more. So he's gaining our trust, and it's and we've been talking to Jensen quite a bit, and he knows what we expect from him, and he's gaining confidence. And at the end of the day, that's what you want from your players, having confidence in themselves.
We have an update on Logan Schall. I know he didn't finish the third period for your team.
Not yet, no.
Just wondering, when you look at players like Peterson and Dow, who played more minutes, I did ask you a couple weeks ago about whether that would pay off them getting extra minutes earlier. Seems like it sort of started to tonight with some guys out of the lineup.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's we were talking about this earlier today with the coaching staff, and the positive side of having so many injuries when we did, and we still do, but the positive side is you have to play minutes. You have to play some guys different minutes, more minutes, heavy minutes, and at some point it's going to pay off. And we've seen it 3 years ago. It was harder for us to win some hockey games. But then last year, it was the payoff. We were winning a lot of hockey games. So it's the same kind of concept, maybe in a shorter term. But we had to play. We were forced to play some guys more minutes, heavier minutes, and because that's what we had. And it's going to pay off at some point. So that's the positive side of, you know, having to play those guys.
When you look at Dow's goal, he had another chance, and then Dano's goal at the end. Is that scheme playing through when you have those coming from behind the net?
Well, in his case, we asked him to move his feet. That's his job, and that's what he's good at. When he moves his feet, he's a good offensive threat. And that line together, when you look at the combination of Harkins being a big body on the puck, he's more and more on the puck, winning one-on-one battles. Gerard, that can be a reliable 200-foot kind of player, supporting offensively but especially defensively, and winning faceoffs. And the speed of Daou, that can be a pretty good line that can play against the top line or a third and a fourth line and be creating offensively. So I think in his case, Alexis Daou, when he moves his feet, he's a pretty good player.
Just wanted to know about, he got his first goal tonight, but maybe not his prettiest of his career, but one of your leaders getting on the scoreboard.
Well, yeah, he Cameron shoots a lot of pucks, and at some point it was just a matter of time before it goes in. But it's not about being pretty here. It's about hitting the net and then shooting that puck as quick as you can at times, and that's what he did, and he was rewarded and really happy for him. He's, you know, nobody's perfect here. We all make mistakes. But there's one mistake he doesn't make day in, day out, is he's always working hard. And he got called up by the Jets, did a good job with the Jets, and he's back with us. He's a leader in our room. He's our oldest player. And for him to get rewarded, I'm really happy for him.